This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
They should finish the wall immediately, and that has to be number one. Stay in Mexico policy has to get reenacted, which isn't that easy anymore because now Mexico's angry at us. Now the other countries are not respecting us, and now you can go a step even further and bigger. China has never spoken to me the way they spoke to our representatives a week ago. I've never seen anything like it, and I just heard on your show and other shows, and I read constantly what's going on with North Korea, and now the United States wants China's help with North Korea, but we're not getting along with China, and for stupid reasons. I've never seen China disrespect this country like they did last week.
All right. Well, Mr. President, I know that your time is valuable. I just want to get a sense. Do you think you'll go next week or the week after?
Well, I don't want to set a schedule, but over the next few weeks, I guess I'll go. And I'm not sure that I really should do it, Janine, other than the fact that I have such respect for the Border Patrol and for ICE. And these people, they're dying for leadership. There's nothing. There's no leadership. You have to see the squalor, the children, and frankly, people that have come in to the country. When you look at what's happening, the dirt and the filth of those places, that's why they're not letting the press in.
It's very sad.
And frankly, if that were me, the press would be going crazy. It's a very dangerous situation. It's horrible for our country. They're going to destroy our country.
Obviously, that was President Trump beating up on Joe Biden for his mishandling of, well, about everything. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to it as the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Yep, President Trump has every right to step in and say, see, I told you. We've got other clips. He was at a wedding. Might as well play it. You want to just play it now? Yeah, because I don't want to dedicate a whole other segment to this, but he was at a wedding, and he was talking about, you know, welcoming people to Mar-a-Lago, blah, 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 and he got another shot in on Biden, and then we'll go into Biden and his approval numbers. And by the way, we have a ton to talk about, as I mentioned in the first hour, that, you know, we're so full of stuff that I honestly don't know what to talk about. I'm just going to try to put things into context for you so that it makes sense, but covering these things issue by issue would take literally the entire program. Hunter Biden could take the entire program as an example. But here's President Trump talking about Biden.
You know, I turned off the news, I get all these splash reports, and they're telling me about the border, they're telling me about China, they're telling me about Iran. How are we doing with Iran? Well, they were ready to make it, you know, they would have done anything, they would have done anything. And this guy goes and drops the sanctions, and then he says, we'd like to negotiate now. We're not dealing with the United States, and we're not, they don't want to deal with us. And China, the same thing, they never treated us that way, right? You saw what happened a few days ago, it was terrible. And the border's not good, the border's the worst anybody's ever seen it. And what you see now, multiply it times 10, Jim. You would know how to handle it. He's the only one I know that might handle the border tougher than me. But we have to, and the top is in the most humanitarian way, because that's what it is. What's happening to the kids, they're living in squalor. They are living like nobody has ever seen anybody. There's never been anything like what's happening. And you're going to have hundreds, and you have it now. They have the airplane photos. The shops, and they call them shops, and these things are showing thousands and thousands of people coming up from South America, and it's going to be, it's just, look, it's a disaster. It's a humanitarian disaster from their standpoint, and it's going to destroy the country, and frankly, the country can't afford it, because you're talking about massive, just incredibly massive amounts, our school systems, our hospital systems, everything. So it's a rough thing, and I just say, do you miss me yet?
Do you miss me yet? Welcome back, everybody. Oh, man. we're not going to have to miss Trump because he's not going away. Anyway, what I want to talk about is Biden's approval numbers. So we're told that his approval numbers are crashing from immigration, they say. Let me just be a spoiler to you folks listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Biden has never, repeat, never had positive approval. If you believe that Biden's had positive approval, I will sell you a mountain in Louisiana. There are groups, folks, who are dedicated to nothing except the study of these votes. I was looking at, I think it was called 538. They're supposed to be the purveyor of all this information about, presidential approvals and stuff. It's all nonsense. It's propaganda. They had Biden's approval going down from 60-something percent in March, the end of March, to just over 50%. And now, never in a million years has Biden had an approval rating over 50%. Never. And, just for the record, it will never happen. It can't. It's an impossibility as much as it was for him to win the election with 82 million votes. It is as much as that he won the election at all. That was an impossibility. This is a racket. It is a propaganda racket to make you believe. I don't even know what they think. They just figure if they keep telling you that Biden's approval is at 51%, his disapproval is at 47%, you'll just go, more people seem to approve than disapprove. So whatever. But if you stop, let me ask you this. What has he done? What has he done? He hasn't given his state of the year. He's supposed to be in front, in our faces, telling us what he's doing, and it is clear to everybody, people are driving his agenda, not him. They don't even, the Democratic Party's going, when is Kamala going to take over? When is Kamala Harris taking over? Not that they want that witch, but they're asking. The questions are, look, it isn't me. People are going, is he capable? What is his workload? Why is he still screwing up language? And why is he still, why is he still exhibiting the signs of dementia? Because he has it. What do you think would possibly drive Biden's numbers above 50% when he could never get there before? You think the people that were supporting Trump said suddenly, he's not doing too bad. I do like his policy on Iran. I like his policy on China where they came over and embarrassed us. Yeah, sure. Joe Biden, he's our man. It's insane. And we got a ton to talk about this hapless rule when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I talked earlier about Captain Demento's approval ratings, and I asked a very simple question. What has he done that would get his approval over 50%? What? Has he been so public and so in charge that people are like, oh, I feel very assured about what Biden is capable of doing? The only thing you can feel good about right now as a conservative is that maybe it isn't as doom and gloom as it's been. Oh, trust me, he's fleecing the living daylights out of you. You're getting robbed. And you're getting, well, violated, I'll put it that way, in many ways. But it isn't impacting you quite as bad as it will. Leave him in there and let leftists continue down this path. And, oh, man, it's ugly. It's going to get ugly. But never does it just impact. I mean, you can say, well, there's just people flowing across the borders. They're not coming to live with you. They're not in your neighborhoods necessarily. But you know what it means down the road. You understand the long-range implications. And see, that's where Democrats play the long game. So you got to stop it. You got to put the guy in check. But my point is, there's nothing he's done. Everything he's done still makes you mad. So there's no conservatives that have shifted over to Biden. I mean, okay, Stacey Dash, I'll give him a chance, but look, trust me, 80 million Trump supporters, there's no change. There's nothing that would make you change. So where are these polls coming from? Is the Hunter Biden thing going to help him? Pick something. Pick Russia. Russia says, I'll debate you publicly. Joe Biden doesn't even respond. China comes over and embarrasses him. No response. Then Iran says, we're not even listening to you. You're not even a power anymore. The G7, they're back to saying, how do we take advantage of American trade again? And I could go on. Nothing is improved. Joe Biden bombs Syria for what? What did it get us? When Donald Trump bombed something, it stopped things from happening. Joe Biden bombs Syria. We get a mass murder in Boulder, Colorado. Everything the guy does, he's Bad Luck Schleprock. You remember that cartoon character? He's Bad Luck Schleprock. And his son's out there now, and he's, you know, touting his new book. And let me just let you hear what, I think, what was he on, 60 Minutes or somebody? He did an interview. And let me just let you hear Hunter Biden in his own words.
Hunter Biden launching his book tour in an interview, asked about a laptop that allegedly exposed the Biden family's efforts to exploit political connections. It was a case of I can neither confirm nor deny. Chief Breaking News correspondent Trace Gallagher is on the case, looking back at the facts as we know them so far. Good evening, Trace.
And a good evening. Now that we have the major players on the record, here's a timeline on who said what. In the early fall, it was the New York Post that broke the story of the incriminating documents and emails found on what was said to be Hunter Biden's laptop. The story was then blocked on Facebook and Twitter because it, quote, violated Twitter's hacked materials policy. Of course, Twitter never provided any evidence the emails were hacked or was Russian disinformation. But in October, then-candidate Joe Biden told 60 Minutes it was both Russian disinformation and a smear campaign. Yet the same month, then-director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe knocked down Joe Biden's statement saying the laptop is not part of a Russian disinformation campaign, and the FBI and the Department of Justice agreed. But the media largely ignored the story. And so, in late December, President-elect Joe Biden had this back and forth with Fox News correspondent Peter Ducey. Watch.
President-elect, he still thinks that the stories from the fall about his son Hunter were rushing
Yes. God love you, man. You're a one-horse pony.
Joe Biden's yes answer indicates extreme confidence. Yet now we know that Hunter Biden doesn't share that confidence. Watch.
Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that. This is
I really don't know okay. if the answer is. That's
you don't know yes or no if the laptop
I don't have
was
any
yours.
Idea. I have no idea.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. It, there could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
Or it could be, as the man who turned over the computer said, that someone who looks very much like Hunter Biden dropped off the laptop to be fixed and never picked it up. Finally, NPR had reported the Biden laptop story was discredited by intelligence. Now, the taxpayer-funded network has issued a correction saying they were wrong.
Do you believe Hunter Biden? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. He's on his book tour. They ask about his laptop. And as Fox News reported, they got major players on the record. But let's recap. The New York Post breaks this story. They get blocked on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter calls it, well, it's our hacked materials policy, which it wasn't hacked. But they just don't want you to know. Ratcliffe, the DNI at the time, the FBI, and the DOJ debunked the idea that this information was Russian disinformation and a smear campaign. This was after Biden got cheated into office. He gets asked about it by Fox News. He calls the guy a one-horse pony. The idiot doesn't even know how to frame it the right way. It's a one-trick pony, brain-dead moron. So then they ask Hunter, was it your laptop? I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. You know, it could be. Maybe it was Russian disinformation. So he's been coached on what to say. And now Hunter says, I'm 100% that I will be cleared. Yeah, you want to know why? Because everybody knows that a crackhead who gets kicked out of the Navy, who screws his brother's widow, who knocks up a stripper or a porn star from Arkansas, who doesn't pay his child support, who takes $3.5 million from Russian oligarchs, follows his dad around on Air Force Two, cutting deals with China, Ukraine, and Russia. Well, he's on top of things, isn't he? When he says, I have no idea, I believe him. I think when you are full of crack and other potentially harmful drugs to your body, you may not have any idea. But I also believe that he does know, and he knows it's his laptop. There could be a laptop, he says, but it could have been stolen, it could have been hacked, it could be Russian misinformation. He knows how to play the game. They told him how to play the game. Oh, and we all know that crackheads always get that $2 million book deal after the fact because we want to know what their lives are about. I just want you to understand the level of vanity, of ego, for a guy that has his past, a guy that has his father's past of racist, insensitive remarks, womanizing, that got his wife killed. So his wife essentially, it's rumored, committed suicide. She committed suicide and tried to kill her family because of what Joe Biden did. And he now sits with the nuclear football. Scary stuff. Well, yeah, it could have been hacked. It could have been stolen. It could have been all those things. Or the truth could be that Hunter Biden and the Biden family are compromised.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More witnesses will take the stand on Tuesday in the murder trial of Derek Chauvin. He's a former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. A scary situation after a shooting near a Maryland Army base.
Police are reporting a gunman is dead and 2 people are in critical condition after a shooting in Frederick, Maryland on Tuesday morning. The shooting was reported about 8:30 a.m. local time at the Riverside Tech Park. In a tweet, the U.S. Navy said it confirmed there was an active shooter incident at Fort Detrick, Maryland involving U.S. Navy sailors. Police Chief Jason Lando could not confirm any relationship between the gunman and the victims or whether the gunman was a member of the military. The gunman was 38 years old and after the shooting headed for Fort Detrick about 10 minutes away, where he was shot and killed by military personnel. Maryland State Police and the ATF are assisting with the investigation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is setting the record straight following the passage of Senate Bill 7, which aims to enforce voter integrity.
So I want to repeat this. Nothing has changed for mail-in ballots, Election Day, or early voting. And anyone who says different is lying to you.
The bill would limit extended early voting hours, prohibit drive-through voting, and make it illegal for local election officials to send applications to vote by mail to voters. President Biden is moving up the clock on coronavirus vaccinations. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying every adult in the United States will be eligible to be vaccinated by April 19th. The original deadline was May 1st. Psaki saying the plan should help provide clarity for unvaccinated Americans. She noted that 150 million Americans have received shots since Biden entered the White House. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are killers. They really are. There is nothing safe from them when it comes to protecting their money, well, your money, after they've stolen it from you, but from protecting their money and their power. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. And I hope you will. I hope you will take advantage of some of the things that we've set up for you. Anyway, Democrats are killers. And they will do very, very vile things and then cover it up. They won't let you talk about it. Seth Rich, you couldn't talk about Seth Rich, the guy who actually exposed the Clintons, who was killed in dramatic fashion and hardly a peep about him. In the real world, he'd be a hero. Hollywood would make movies about him. But in this world, no way. They're not going to let you make a hero about a guy who exposed the system. The person who went after Scalise at a baseball game? The thugs that these guys will unleash on you, the left will unleash on you at a Trump rally or something that is pro-America? The things they'll do if you say all lives matter, the doxing, the metaphorical beatdowns, man, they don't play. They are killers. Oh, you want to know a real killer? We've talked about him. You know who I'm about to talk about, right? Governor Cuomo from New York. Yeah. This guy's a killer. He's a killer. He's a womanizer. Sexual predator by their standards. Uses his power to coerce women into keeping their mouth shut. Depends on how you define it, but I guess legs open, mouth shut. That's how Cuomo rolls. He's still fighting it out up there, right? But while he's doing that, he's a killer. He's America's largest serial killer. You're not going to hear the media say it that way, but I'll tell you that way because that's the truth. If I kill 15,000 people by unleashing a virus, he probably thinks of himself as an angel of death, an angel of mercy. That's what the people that do that think. Hey, so what if save the New York a couple billion dollars that they don't have to take care of the elderly? So what that a disease that targets the invalid and the old did its job and Cuomo did exactly what he did. Somebody gave him the work to think, go do this. This will save you some money. This is what we did this, invented this thing for. And Cuomo did it. And what thanks does he get? They want to get rid of him now. Killer. Antifa. Killers. Shot a Trump dude in the head in Portland or Seattle or somewhere. I guess they brought the guy to justice. I think he committed suicide, saving the taxpayers some money. Thank you for doing that for us. We appreciate it. And there are many other stories out there, folks. Killers. The people that fill the jails, leftists, they support them. You remember the criminality I went over for all the illegals that come into this country? Do you remember that show? If you don't, go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, find a radio, I think it's Listen Here, and then just download the podcast and go back and listen. You'll find out, man. Woo! Illegals are a scourge when it comes to crime. Leftists don't want you to believe. They set a different narrative, but we all know about leftism, right? You're at the Black Sphere University. This is class 001. And leftism teaches the opposite. They tell you exactly what they're going to do by telling you what they're going to fix. If they tell you they're going to, you know, solve the immigration problem, that means they're going to torch the immigration system. And it's as simple as that. It's opposite speak. We can't even give you credit for knowing that, because that's what it takes to get into the college. That's the basic knowledge. That's your, you know, you should already come in knowing that. Then we expand on it when you're here and you're learning on my program. I think what Dennis set up with PragerU, we literally legitimately need to set up the Kevin Jackson Network University, TKJNU, formerly known as the Black Sphere University. So what am I setting all this up to tell you? Well, I'm here to tell you about a guy who ran over the Capitol Hill killer is what I call him. Black nationalist. He killed a cop. And I asked, maybe we covered this a little bit, but I said, why isn't the media covering this double hate crime when a black nationalist kills a white cop? Why isn't this story on the front pages of every major newspaper? A cop was killed. The barricade was broken. Congress should have been in fear of their lives. Were you even aware that a man rammed the barricade that was surrounding these leftist elitists in D.C.? Then he ran over and killed a Capitol Hill police officer? Yeah. They want us to think that Congress needed protection, right? But there was nobody on the Hill. This crime had nothing to do with Congress. But what the Democrats did and what they don't want to tell you is that they made the Capitol Hill police targets for a black nationalist madman who was intent on putting pigs in a blanket and roasting them like bacon. Now, I want you to imagine if the man who ran through a barricade, ran down a Capitol Hill police officer, were a white guy associated with, well, anything, the press would be all over it. They'd be telling you he was hoping to get at Pelosi and Schumer and all of them, and he ran it, and, you know, the police were, thank God the police were there to stop, and they'd be telling you how great it is for the police. There will be no award for this police officer. There will be no award for the police officer who shot and killed this black nationalist racist. Nope. This story will just die on the vine. It's perpetrated. It's a double hate crime. Because he's a black guy who not only hates white people because he's a black nationalist, but he hates cops. I want you to remember the hoopla, folks, over the attack that was faked by Jussie Smollett, where he was accused two white guys of beating him up. You remember the story? It's been a while, but who can forget this story? There was no evidence except the obvious fake evidence. The minute I saw this story, I went, that story didn't happen. Remember, he had the noose around his neck, and he said they poured bleach on him? Well, a ruse. Even a third grader could see through this. But you know what the left did? They seized on this story. And when it was proven 100% false, there were no calls for justice for the Trump supporters. They didn't say, you know what, Jussie Smollett, you're phoning, condoning racism. You're condoning, you're perpetuating a lie, and you should be ashamed of yourself for accusing people who did nothing to you of doing a crime. And why did he do it? He did it because it was something to improve things for him. He seized on the fake narrative, which is what almost all of these cases are, in order to improve his own lot in life. He remains free, and he still to this day acts as if he's been wronged because he got found out. And you wonder why you aren't hearing anything about this Capitol Hill killer? This black nationalist that killed a white man who happened to be a cop. I call it a double hate crime. This guy's name was Green, and he lived in Norfolk, Virginia. And on his now-deleted Facebook page, he professed to be a devout follower of the Nation of Islam's leader, Louis Farrakhan. I'm not blaming Farrakhan for him. Farrakhan's rhetoric, anti-white rhetoric, anti-American rhetoric, as he feasts upon this nation, I find rather insulting. But Green, he extolled the virtues of Farrakhan, said he believed that the leader of Islam's Nation of Islam, Farrakhan, was the man who could carry us through the dark hour. Now, this is a group that's been labeled an extremist group, even by the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is pretty amazing. But I don't care whether they call them a hate group or not. I don't care. But what I do care about is what this guy did. And he explained on his Facebook page he was unemployed after he left his job, get this, partly due to afflictions, but ultimately in search of a spiritual journey. He shared a picture of a certificate to Noah X from the Nation of Islam because he made an over $1,000 donation to him. So this guy's a follower of the Nation of Islam, black nationalist, loves Farrakhan, broke through a barrier, killed a white cop, jumped out of his car wielding a knife, and gets himself killed. I'm surprised they aren't rioting over him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The two white girls tased a Pakistani Uber driver. You can bet the D.C. chief of police would charge them as adults. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. We colorize a lot of things on this show just to make a point. I tell white folks all the time, I'm not here to protect you. I don't presume to be the the gauntlet of protection to throw over the white folks. I'm just the person who speaks his mind, and if it turns out it helps you to put on a suit of armor for yourself, then congratulations. But I'm not here to protect you. I'm here to just give you some idea about how things work in the real world, and that you should be standing up for yourselves. And then I also want to showcase the hypocrisies and the ironies of what's going on in the world. And as I said, if these two black girls, 13 and 15, had been two white girls, we wouldn't be having a discussion about, you know, charging them as adults or whatever. They would be caught up in, just like Derek Chauvin. But they should, in the case of Derek Chauvin, who did the right thing, these kids, I don't care what color the girls are, they did the wrong thing. They got a Pakistani man killed who was just trying to make a living. How sick is that? And now people want to protect them. The other thing I wanted to touch on about these 13 and 15-year-old black chicks is something I've talked about many times on this show. And that something is around what a 13 and a 15-year-old has seen in their lives that grow up in the inner city, in these black neighborhoods. These children are not 13 and 15 years old. They're like 28 and 30. You can put a multiplier, a times two multiplier on them. The stuff they've seen, kids their age should not have seen. And their influences aren't TV. Their influences, sadly, are real life. I gave you earlier in the first hour the Chicago killings. This weekend, over Easter, 7 people killed. 27 shot. And that's just what was reported. They don't know. Everything doesn't get registered. But that's what we were dealing with. The weekend before, Chicago had 32 people shot, 4 people killed. D.C. has 3 times the number of carjackings from this time last year. Welcome to the era of Joe Biden. When the politicians and the media can ignore the real stats of Black Lives Matter and wait with bated breath for the next police shooting of a black thug, you know you're living in a bizarro world. I dare you to follow any big city shootings. They don't have to be that big of a city. St. Louis, I keep telling people, 800 times more dangerous than Chicago per capita. Follow these shootings and watch what happens. 11 shot on Friday evening, 10 more shot on Saturday morning. The shootings in Chicago remind me of San Francisco's poop map. Chicago and other cities should hand out tourist maps of where not to go. These are no-go zones. There are no-go zones in your cities. The cops will tell you. I'll never forget in Dallas, Texas, I had friends on the police force, and one of them's Anthony, and he said to me, he says, oh, Kev, he says, don't go to Bon-Ton. He says, don't go over to Bon-Ton. He says, police go over there to put down the crime scene tape. They don't go over there to respond to crime. It's after it's happened. They're not coming over there to protect you. And I told you, these new laws that have been passed that put the onus on the police, do you think that the police are going to want to do to protect you? Man, they can be held liable for the crimes themselves. Derek Chauvin is fighting for his life, his career. And they've already paid the George Floyd family $27 million for a worthless piece of scum. Now look, he can be redeemed by God. I'm not trying to make anybody a better human being than anybody else. But we do have ways to measure. And by earthly standards, George Floyd is scum. And he got $27 million for resisting arrest and getting himself killed. His family, what do you think they're going to do with that money? You think that they're going to do some good with it? Yeah, please. 10 most dangerous cities in America for 2021. You ready? Number one, St. Louis, Missouri. Number one. I told you. Now, they measure based on a host of things. I'm not going to get involved in all that. But St. Louis, Missouri, number one. Springfield. What Springfield is this? Let me see what this is. I don't know which location. There's a lot of Springfields. Springfield, Missouri? Wow. Springfield, Missouri is number two, folks. That's insane. I would have never guessed that. You ready for the number three? Number three is Memphis.
Oh, the birthplace of Elvis.
Well, I don't know if this is his birthplace, but it's where he, Graceland is. Memphis. I know it's dangerous because my aunt and Melissa were there, and Melissa was like, that place is just, ugh. They went antiquing and stuff. And she said, dangerous city. Here's one that I knew. People don't even realize it, but very true. Little Rock, Arkansas is number four. Little Rock, very dangerous city. This list is going to surprise you, I'm telling you, in many ways. Some ways it's not, but in many ways it is. Here's number five. This one may not surprise you. Oakland, California. Yep. Near, not that far from Compton. Not surprised. This one is pretty surprising. One of our staffers lives here in this city. Wichita, Kansas. You don't have to tell, I don't have to tell you what the connective tissue is in all these cities. I guarantee you, you'll know. Here's another one. May not come as a surprise, but rank number seven, I wouldn't have believed it, but it is. For 2021, you ready? It's the home of Mardi Gras and crawfish etouffee and stuff like that. New Orleans, Louisiana, the number seven most dangerous city in America. Now, again, they're measuring, in a lot of different things. Violent crimes, of course. When I look at Chicago, for example, I look at the number of people who are killed. But it isn't just killing. It's robberies, rapes, and a host of other things. But again, going back, recapping, St. Louis, Springfield, Missouri. That's the biggest shocker on this list for me. Because I've driven through this little town. It's a little town. Little sleepy town. I want to say Rush Limbaugh's from Springfield, isn't he? Or wasn't he? Anyway, this list is, it's not shocking because I do know that per capita, for example, St. Louis, most people don't know St. Louis, how much more dangerous it is in Chicago. The reason why I know, I used to live there. What may surprise you most is who's not on this list. Here's the next one. Chattanooga, Tennessee. Pardon me, boy, this is the Chattanooga juju. Yeah. The eighth most dangerous city in the country, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Man, when I think of Chattanooga, I think of those sisters that sing that song, and I think of like Hee Haw. I guess there's a lot of meth and things like this now going on. North Charleston. It's like East St. Louis, which is, by the way, in Illinois. But North Charleston is considered dangerous. North St. Louis, I guarantee you, very dangerous, but we already covered St. Louis, so there you go. Anyway, rounding out the top 10, Cleveland. Cleveland is the biggest city on this list. And it is very dangerous, home of LeBron James. Yeah, Cleveland. Here's the deal. Here's what's really funny. You hear me talk about Chicago a lot, right? What do you think Chicago's rank is in the top most dangerous cities in the country? I give you the statistics almost every week because I want you to be aware of how bad it is. You think Chicago's top 50? Let me ask my producers. Top 50? Definitely? Yeah. Not true. Nope. Not in the top 50. 71. That should scare you.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.